$180.
That was excellent, children. This is going to be the best Christmas concert ever. Guess what? I've got some refreshments set up for you in the cafeteria, so let's go wait there while the Loggins finish up in here.
That just hit me right here. We only have a few more days to get cray-cray, and then it's over again.
Todd, stop it. Somebody needs to throw a stocking of candy at your head.
Mr. Yule, you still need me to help with the lights?
Sure, son. I'd love that. So, what you hoping to get for Christmas this year?
We always get a bunch of gifts from churches and different groups. We take turns picking them out of a pile, so you never really know what you're going to get.
So you don't ever get a gift picked just for you?
No, sir, but that's okay. It's not about getting a bunch of gifts anyways, but it is fun to watch everybody start tearing them open.
I'll bet. Hey, I know a gift that was given just for you.
Really? What?
Jesus. He's who the whole season is about anyway. That's what Miss Layham is talking about. And did you know he would have still come even if you'd been the only person on the earth? You know much about Jesus?
A little. I've heard stories about him at Sunday school.
Do you know why he came?
Well, Miss Layham says he came to save us from our sins. She tells us that he loves us and cares about us.
He sure does, son.
Can I ask you something?
Anything.
Sometimes I wonder, if Jesus loves me so much, why do I live here? Why didn't my parents want me? Why didn't he let me have a family? Like you and the kids I know at school.
That's a tough one, Felix. And I really don't know how to answer you. There's just a lot of crazy things that happen to us in this world that we can't explain or understand. But it all goes back to what we were talking about earlier, making choices. You got to make a choice to believe that the Lord loves you and is always working things together for your good no matter what. It don't seem like it's a good thing that you're here and you don't have a family, but you never know what Jesus might have waiting for you down the road. This time next year, you might be adopted and living with your very own family.
I know it's kind of weird, but you know what I'd really love to get for Christmas? More than anything? A last name. I got dropped off here when I was a baby, with nothing except a piece of paper that said Felix. I don't even know when my birthday is. Miss Layham made it the day that I got here.
My goodness. Whatever age you are, you're mighty mature for it. You know what, Felix? Come to think of it, we are all adopted. You've heard that verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's right. God made a choice to send Jesus to earth to show us all how much he loves us. Jesus made a choice to die on a cross for our sins so we could live with him forever in heaven. When he died and rose again, he made a way for all of us to be adopted into his family, the family of God. And that's where we have another choice to make.
What's that?
The choice to become a Christian. Have you done that yet? Or do you know how?
Not really. It's just been kind of hard for me to believe that Jesus would do all that for me.
Well, he did. And we can wonder all day about the whys and the why nots, but we got to believe that it's all true. Once we do that, we start seeing things a whole lot differently. I appreciate you being so honest with me. The Lord loves for us to tell him exactly what's in our hearts. He can handle it. He knows it anyway, so ain't no sense in trying to hide anything from him. Maybe we could talk to Jesus about all this right now.
Yeah, I'd like that.